I'm going to teach you a little about how hypnosis works. Or, to be more precise, how hypnosis works when I do it to you. Because what we have here on this very official looking whiteboard, and I have a whiteboard, so I must be trustworthy, I must know what I'm talking about, because I have a whiteboard. What we have here is a very simple model of your mind. A very simple model of how it works as we sink down through the layers of it. And I'm going to demonstrate for you what I do to it. And you can follow along, and I know you're going to be so good at following along, aren't you? You're going to be a good toy and pay such close attention, and maybe... Maybe you're already starting to feel a little fuzzy. It's okay. Just paying really close attention to me. I know you will, because you love to please me, don't you? You love to give me what I want. You love to be a good toy. And listen and follow. So you're going to pay such great attention while I explain. Good toy. So how this works is we have here this layer of resistance right at the top. That's what we work on getting through first. And for some people, not naming any names, this layer of resistance is very thin, almost porous, almost enough that my words start dripping through before we've done anything. But we'll get back to that. So we have this lovely layer of resistance that's so much fun to break through. And as we come down, you have your wants, those surface level thoughts, those things that you think and the things that you think you think. And as we keep going down, we reach what's below that, the desires, those deep ones, the things that you really crave. And sinking down under that, under your emotions, those things that you feel that are so much fun to twist up, we have your identity, the core of you, the thing that defines who you are, that helps you to understand who you are. So, shall we see what happens as you start to drift into trance? As you start to find yourself feeling a little heavy, your eyes flickering a little, but make sure you keep them open. It'd be a shame to miss what's happening, wouldn't it? Good toy. Maybe you can start to feel, as we start, a resonance between you and this diagram as I adjust it and shift it. I know that obedient, malleable mind of yours is going to follow along so well. He's going to do such a good job for me, aren't you? Yeah. So keep following, keep watching, as we slowly start to play this resistance, because that's what happens to start, right? As you're paying attention, as you're listening, and you're watching, you start to find that resistance just eroding slightly. Just slowly, it starts to fade away, to find that what makes it up drifts a little. That's what's happening as your mind starts to get fuzzy, as you pay closer and closer attention, as my words start to feel so heavy in that slow, warm, calm mind. As you're opening up to me, this resistance fading away. Until I'm in. Until I can drift and drop whatever I want. Down through your mind, and don't my words feel so good in your mind? Don't they feel wonderful as they penetrate past your defenses? Once you've let them in, they feel amazing. You feel amazing, don't you? And I start to be able to play with you. I start to be able to take your wants, and twist them. Because you opened up to me. You've let me in. And so I can have all kinds of effects on you. Well, first if that happens, of course, those thoughts, those busy thoughts, wouldn't it be nice to take a break? To let go for a little while, to put it down and let yourself relax? And I can tease it up. We can start to blur the edges of your thoughts. Start to fuzz you. I can slowly lead those thoughts away, capture them, spiral them out, and that would feel good, wouldn't it? But we don't have time for all of that, so we just erase them. I just take your thoughts and I scatter them and I mangle them and I sense them utterly gone. Ah, that's better, isn't it? Nice and blank and letting my words drift and drop in. Finding your mind so open, so accepting, as you drift and drop for me. Oh, can't think, huh? Of course not. You don't have any thoughts. You don't have any thoughts to think. But once now, without those thoughts in the way, we can start to play with, can't we? What do you want? You want to go deeper, don't you? You want to go deeper. That's easy. That's safe. It's just going into trance. You like that. So as my words drop into your mind, you want to go deeper. And feel that now. That want. So urgent, isn't it, when it's the only want you have, when I've replaced all of your wants with deeper. When you want to go deeper. There. And it's so easy when you want it to let yourself have it, isn't it? To find yourself floating into my world, sinking away. Such a good toy you are. To want to go deeper. And we can go deeper. We can slide further down this process. Slipping away from me. Good toy. That's right. Good. And I can play with all of these things. I can drift and drop you so deep. And you want it so badly, don't you? Then let me play with your desires. Your desires, those are deeper than wants. They're what you ache for, what you long for, what you crave. My good toy. These desires here. Wow. I can't just overwrite all of those. Some of those are deep and needed, aren't they? But I can add to them. I can add to them, and as I add to your desires, as I fill in some of this gap with surrender, as I fill in some of the gap with obedience, as I fill in some of the gaps in your desires with me, can you feel that deep in your mind? Can you feel that ache, that need, that desire for more, to obey, to please, to long, to go deeper, to be a good toy for me? Because this is what I can do to you. Your mind is as open and modifiable as this board is. Good. And we can go deeper still with the desire for me sinking into you. Well, what emotions come from that? Feeling good, huh? That pleasure. That pleasure that rises, that grows, that feels so good, the arousal that builds as we sink into your mind. Those feelings, that horniness, that desire, that ache. Right in here. Because there's so much space to be filled up with that arousal. So much of it I can take over and fill and grow and take all of that space up with warm heat, with desperate need, with pleasure that runs through you and fills you up until there's no space for feeling anything else right now. Because it's mine, because I can fill you up that easily, because everything in your mind is mine to overwrite and fill in. Good. That's right. That's right. There we go. Sinking down. Feeling so good. Feeling so needy to go deeper, but all we've got left is this, isn't it? This is your identity. And well, that's a potent thing, isn't it? Who you are, what you are, how you see yourself, your deepest, most important self. But that's just as open as the rest of you, isn't it, Ty? And you do love being a good toy, don't you? Is that a part of your identity? How much? As I overwrite who you are with that new identity. As being my good toy becomes more and more a part of you. Until you realize that what you want more than anything is me, is surrender. And what you are, first and foremost, ahead of anything else, is my good toy. That's right. Overwriting any part of your identity that gets in the way, because it feels so good, doesn't it? So good to please, so good to sink, so good to be a good toy. That pleasure running over you and through you, that desire to go deeper, melting you down, and the knowledge that at your core you're my good toy. Well, doesn't that feel good? What a mess we've made of your mind. Don't worry, we're not finished now. Because of course I don't always leave you like this, do I? Allow you to return to yourself as we very slowly rise back up. Normally this just happens over the course of a countdown, but lucky thing, you get to really enjoy this being drawn out, because yeah, I'll give you your identity back. See? I'll put it over the top. I'll put it right back over the top of here. And the words good toy, well, they're still there, aren't they? They're still so visible. They're still such a part of you. But your identity's back roughly how it was before. And that's good enough, right? That's close enough to what you were. You're just more aware you're my good toy. Well, that's where you are deep down. And we can soothe slowly away those emotions, those passions, that all-consuming heat, but Arousal doesn't go away that easily, does it? Like it's a bit messy. It's still there. There's still bits left, and that's okay. You don't mind that, do you? Still being quite horny, still having those traces of my pleasure deep inside you. So that's fine. We're mostly leaving you how you were. The desires. Desire to submit and surrender. Well, I don't see anything there that needs changing, do you? No. So we'll leave that as it is. Your wants. Yeah, we can give you your wants back. We'll take away the deeper, and if we take away deeper, you can mostly make out where your wants were. Look, it's a bit messy. It's we might need to touch it up a bit. There we go. But it, and the fact that you wanted to go deeper and you want to go deeper and surrender more to me is still kind of there, isn't it? But that's always going to be there. Because one of your deep desires is to obey and please, to be a good toy for me. So of course you want to go deeper. That's nothing to worry about. And your thoughts, well, we need to replace those, don't we? Can't leave you this blank and mindless permanently. But of course the thing is, they're not quite looking the way they did before, are they? Because they might be the same thoughts. Roughly similar. They might be in your head. You might be free to think what you want, but they're in my colour now, aren't they? Tinted with my touch. So much of your mind now, look at it, is in my colour. Carries my mark. Belongs to me. And of course, as you come all the way out, we patch up your resistance. But well, there's always going to be a bit of a gap, isn't there? A little channel that my influence can flow through. Because once you've been in trance, once you've given up all of this to me, you're never really free of my influence, are you? Even as you come all the way awake. Alert. Thinking, wanting, desiring, feeling. Your identity close enough to what it was. Your resistance is, well, weaker. Fragmented. Your thoughts follow my signs. Your wants are marked with what I desire for you. Your desires are delightfully twisted toward me. Your feelings are tinged with arousal, and your identity is one as my good toy. Oh dear. I'm sure you'll do fine. And hopefully you understand a little more what my trances do to you. So until the next time, when we'll do this all over again, just a little faster. And with you, far more oblivious. Enjoy.